I want to know what it is quit is trying to say. All right, before we get started, shout out to the 49ers getting their ass beat today.
Somebody go check on my dad.
Damn. Anyways, let me play some music before we get started. Hey, my team was never there. So.
Say what's on your mind so I get the message. I want to see, but I might just wait. Give her all the time that she wants. Fuck her all night if she wants. I want this too, but I might just wait. I got five bad bitches outside and you're ready to go. We outside if you're ready to go. Bitch shit, play shit, have you ready to go? In my right hand.
Welcome back to Black Aces Podcast, episode 132. It's your boy Ari, aka El Capitan, aka Duce Papi. And to my left, and to her left.
Hey, Swan, how y'all doing?
About that time, shit. Baby Two's here. You got fucked. I ain't mad at you. You live. I got two.
I got one, but it's gonna be one.
Oh fuck, I might owe this shit. I did last year, I can't do it this year. It's tough. Anyways, how you niggas weeks? How's your week been? How's your mental? Juan?
Yeah.
Toxic Juan. As they say.
Whoever that is Juan. But it's been, hey, peaks and valleys, man. It's been a hell of a week.
It's actually a tough week for me. But I took a day off from work. My mental. I got my shit back together. Also, I hope this nigga drove move yesterday. Wasn't that bad, but.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
It wasn't that bad.
Call him to see if he needed help. He was talking about it the day before. Yeah. But I think he was already taken care of by the time I called him.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. But other than that, it's been a decent week. Can't complain. Huh? Yeah, I'm just ready for February. Fuck that holiday. Fuck that holiday, bro.
What they do to you?
I don't got one. Fuck that holiday, bro. I can save money this year. I was like, wait. Hold on. Don't be telling them. Don't be out here telling people you is me. I don't need that on my jacket. I don't need that on my jacket right now. I got waves. Don't do that. I ain't got a haircut right now.
gotta do.
See, you know what? I'm gonna invite your twin on next week. Fuck that.
I mean, it's no slander, but sure.
All right, bet. Say, look. Me and the other one got waves. So, I gotta get LASIK or something.
Hey, man, that's the move. Do that. Do it. You did it too? Nice. Right, Pat? Did you stay at the Fisher house there? Oh, man, y'all should have stayed. That house was lit. It was like the real world. Oh, man, it was lit. Man, it was lit. No, it wasn't in a good way.
It sounded like a story time.
It does. It does definitely sound like a story time. You good?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I ain't going to push for it. You good? sports. shit. Shout out to Philly.
Boys back at it. They weren't gone for too long.
That is your second team, huh?
Yeah, it's still time.
And what does Mahomes do? Mahomes is a third and fourth quarterback.
Which is true, but I mean.
He's the nigga who brings his team back from the brink. Niggas will be down 21 points and they're just going to score all three of them touchdowns.
There's a high chance of that to keep it G, but I mean Joe Burrow and them play a real good, real good game.
This defense is good. They is. I blame his teammates for putting that battery in their back. Joey Burrows. Yeah. You've been saying like 4 or 5 times. Like.
I mean, he's got good chemistry against this team.
He got swagger, so I fuck with him. Okay, Joey.
How do y'all feel about Alabama fans?
Oh my God.
I told you. What did I say?
Flag go to play.
But how do y'all feel about Alabama fans trying to claim Jalen Hurts now?
That nigga is an Oklahoma Sooner.
Right, nigga. Oklahoma Sooner game the last him and Purdy.
Yeah. When they last faced each other in college. Yeah. He's an Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma Sooner. I don't know. I mean, he did go to Bama, but they
ain't giving him the best of shakes.
Yeah, they benched him for Tua. He hit the fuck out that nigga.
Yeah, he was.
Free LeBron from the refs, nigga. That's like they four. LeBron, that's like they fourth or fifth game where they got fucked by the refs.
And hey, that's a good race. Like 5 games in the West.
That's a lot.
How much did they lose by?
3. And then the game would have been over. They had no more time. No.
Nope.
That's why he. I mean, niggas is like really like going on in this nigga like about how he reacted, but like, bruh.
His reaction.
Come on now. Like, that was like,
refs, yeah, oh, 5.
Like, I don't even watch basketball, and when I seen the replay, he smacked the dog shit out of his hand.
I know that shit was loud. I'm
like,
because I've been in games with niggas slap. We like, come on, bruh.
You heard the foul.
Come on, bruh.
Like, you can't even argue it. You can't even. Everybody here heard it.
And then niggas is trying, like, no, nigga, they lost 4 or 5 games off of the refs. Nigga, I'll be going crazy too. Like, bro, y'all gotta get this shit together.
The referee just needs a lot of overhauling.
In all sports. Maybe except for hockey. Hockey might be cool. They've been needing a whole overhaul for years.
Them technicals in the NBA are ridiculous.
Hey, shout out to Pat Bev. Shout out to Pat Bev. Okay. He got that tech.
Did he get a tech for that?
Yeah, he got a tech for that.
They need to take that one back. Since they issued the apology, they didn't need to go ahead and rescind that one.
Yeah, he like, nigga, you see the picture.
I don't even
right
like
here.
Defending Pat Bev, but they need to go ahead and take that one back.
Hey, no, he had a putback dunk that same game. I ain't gonna lie. He gonna get drug tested for that one. Absolutely. But they jug test Ja every time he dunk on the nigga.
Every time. You yes. had a drug test waiting yes. on him the next day?
No, yes, they did. They did. They drug tested shit out that nigga. For
the next day?
They drug test Danny Green when he got that pick put back a couple years ago, too. Right after that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Because yeah. they said he was too old to be doing shit like that. They was like, ain't no way your ass up. And they were like, ain't no way you still got it like that. Come on in and pee in this cup.
No, that nigga had bouncing.
Pee in this cup. You knew what happened as soon as you touched the rim.
Yeah, bouncing college.
Get in here and pee in this cup.
Yeah, bouncing college in the beginning. But now he a shooter. You know, old niggas, they only get like one good time a game where they can do that.
And it's got to be unimpeded, too. You can't go around too many obstacles.
Shout out to Pat Bev on that pickback, for real. Shout out to the NBA All-Star starters. Donovan Mitchell. It was a lot of snubs. A lot of snubs. But shout out to the niggas that got it, for real.
Who had to, it's just people voting. So that was kind of a popularity issue.
That's crazy.
Popular votes, you know.
So if you're cooking with a small league, a small market team.
I feel like Ja should have got in over Steph, but that's just me. Ja been going crazy all year.
Ja been hooping.
And Steph been in there for like.
Ever since that little altercation with Shannon Sharp, though, they've been on a losing streak.
What do you say? No, that shit we said, we ain't worried about nobody in the West, ain't beat nobody in the West since then.
At all. That's crazy.
And Dylan Brooks and that damn, that oh my damn. Goodness, they Why used the fuck Carmen. Wife beater, fucking.
Wait, he look like Brock Lesnar.
Never nigga tuck his wife beater in.
His wife beater look like it buttoned up at the bottom.
Back, nigga, you look like you about to go fight behind the school.
Say that's a little pedestrian. Like, yo, that was crazy
that's
to me.
That's not a Hall of Famer. Like, first of all, who are you?
It's a 3-time Hall of Famer. It's crazy. That's funny.
I think that's all I got for NBA. Shout out to
Candace
Parker.
Coming through.
She's going to be a Las Vegas ace this year.
A repeat?
Finna go grab that jersey.
Oh, we finna repeat. For
yep.
sure.
Nope.
I'm still sad about De'Erica, but.
We don't got to talk about it. It's still a little sensitive to me personally.
I know. But De'Erica was like the sixth man. But it's okay, though. What? Speak up.
I just didn't want her to get traded.
I didn't either.
It's all right.
It's okay. You just want to be stepdad. It's okay. I understand.
Huh? Oh, we had that discussion. I ain't doing all that.
It's all right, man.
That's all I got for sports this week. I think. I got nothing else. I know you niggas. Remember GoldenEye? On the Nintendo 64?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Apparently now it's back on Xbox.
Crazy. It's on the Switch? It's
not
on the Switch.
It's going to
be on the Switch this summer.
This summer?
April. I need it on the Switch.
I'm going to be on the Switch.
I'm going to be on that.
Hey, we running that.
You're going to have to get a Switch.
Hey, we running that. We running that.
We're running free-for-all on that bitch.
We running that.
That's going to be the new Smash Bros.
I want that, Smash Bros. I want 2K Smoke. No better.
You want Smash Bros. Smoke? I've been trying to get Smash Bros. Smoke from him for a while.
Yeah, I'm
ready now.
They've been
ducking and dodging.
Nah, these niggas, they beat me too bad at the old studio. So I had to hibernate and get my skills. Yeah.
Go to the nerd bar.
I'm good.
That's where I go. That's where I go to test my skills. Go in there and get drunk and play Smash Bros.
I need to go back to that one place. Player one.
Player one?
Yeah, I need to go back.
Player one is dope, too. Get your ass beat on the big screen up, though.
We're going to run it, though. Don't worry about it. Speaking of, well, niggas, so in the future, the near future, they're going to have robot tow truck drivers.
Disgusting.
Which means it's basically going to be like a Roomba. Underneath your car, and it's just gonna move.
I've seen your
shit.
Videos.
That's fucking disgusting.
Basically, yeah.
You had to park somewhere good.
So
don't park in that
don't park downtown.
That pay spot. Yeah.
Don't park downtown, niggas. Yeah.
They got a car show right outside.
Yeah, they did.
That's a car show down outside.
Yeah, it was one.
I pulled up and I seen that. I was like, God damn.
Oh, you already know. You already know.
I should have parked in the back.
You didn't?
No, I parked in the front. Yeah. This past week, they had a new trailer for the new Shazam. That shit looked fire.
It looked good.
I'm not gonna lie, that shit looked good as fuck.
Fancy.
I did like the first one.
You didn't see it?
Juan, don't watch TV. We already established
I don't
that.
Watch shit.
Man, hey, man. I'll be doing different shit.
I'll be watching, I'll be seeing trailers on Twitter. Man.
I watched the whole Set It Off movie on Twitter.
I ain't really been on social media.
He posted all the shit. He posted Friday.
He posted the whole Friday. He put the whole movie on Twitter. Yeah, that was the same nigga. I followed that nigga. He put Set It Off.
He said it took like 10 minutes to upload. I'm like, all right. Look at you doing the Lord's work.
Put a full hour up there.
I'm not gonna lie, this shit look good as fuck. She's beating that nigga ass up.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
Especially after Black Adam.
Yeah. I ain't seen Black Adam.
Like that shit flopped.
Nah.
I ain't seen Black Adam.
It was good. It was good for DC.
I've seen a lot of terrible things.
Megan Good look good as fuck.
You see that poster on
Twitter?
Man. In the red?
Today.
Yes.
Boy, with the blonde hair?
Hey, been my crush since forever. Y'all back up.
Just can't mess with her, man. She be smoking the squares.
She do be smoking the squares.
That's fine.
That's why she's so skinny. And she probably do.
Probably.
She probably do.
I'm already joking,
man. I can't even argue with that. I can't even.
I was like, yeah, you... You didn't say fucking Brown. Give me a bump, too, one of them times.
Shout out to Chris Brown.
I can see it.
She's taking a little smoke break with the backup actors and what?
Lord
no, I'm saying she taking a little five-minute break with the little backup actors. Then she like, fucking give me one of them little hits before
and
I go back in there.
Like, what? Come on. Not my boo.
That's crazy.
Look, hey, look.
That's crazy. Hey, but no, this trailer, it looks good.
To fight.
A lot. Is that Lucy Liu? Yeah.
You watched the trailer and didn't know that was Lucy Liu?
I was just looking right now. I didn't.
Lucy Liu is fucking one of the gods.
Yeah, story. I don't know. But
I'm here for it.
And I fuck with it.
What's the dragon about?
I don't know. Y'all seen Ant-Man 2 trailer?
Ooh,
oh yeah, we talked about that shit last week. That shit was fire.
Crazy.
Fire. I
had to go watch the first one because I ain't seen the first one.
Nigga, what?
I seen it like 2 weeks ago.
The second one?
No, the first one. Yeah, I seen the second one. I seen the second one before I seen the first one.
Why?
Well, because I came home from work one day, niggas was watching it, and I'm like, damn, that shit look good as hell. And they started it over for me because they was only like 5 minutes in. I'm like, here we is.
You're not a real Marvel
the other,
nigga.
I'm not a real Marvel nigga, but if something catch my eye, I got to see what's to it.
Juan ain't either. Don't worry about it. We ain't going to go into that. We ain't going to go about that.
Okay.
What?
Basically.
Not at all.
Are you going to go see the superhero?
Why would you not go see the superhero?
I ain't really into it.
That shit fire.
I've seen that shit. Just not really.
I ain't gonna hold you.
I haven't seen the trailer.
I didn't finish season 3 because after that first episode,
I ain't seen the boys.
That second episode, I don't know when dude was walking
it.
No, she talking about when old boy shrunk and got inside old boys.
I wasn't fucking with it, bro. I couldn't. I was like, hold on, man.
That was the first episode.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was like, hold on, bro.
Oh, listen,
right over my head, though.
I'm gonna go back.
It gets worse, but.
Okay, I'm gonna finish.
All right, bro.
I mean, even looking at
no, look, listen. The first two seasons are fire.
That shit,
the first two seasons are fire.
No, just even looking at the deep skills.
I ain't never seen it.
I get goosebumps every time.
No, that shit is.
I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
stop. It's on Prime for all you niggas that want to go watch that. The Boys. For sure. Boys,
what is it on?
Prime. Amazon Prime.
Prime. I'll check it out one of these days.
Hey, sponsor us, The Boys. We will definitely talk about you all the time.
Every week.
Yeah, man. I'll watch it.
Every week. Like, every fucking week.
I've been watching BMF.
It is good. It got a lot of good actors in it. Fucking. Yeah, you would like it. You would like it. It's funny. It's gory.
Niggas blow up and shit.
Oh, you talking about that's the one where the dude ran through a.
Yes.
I haven't seen that in a while. Shit was funny, yo.
And they got a cartoon version of it called Diabolical.
It's kind of sick. I don't know. Oh, shit.
Super fire. That one is crazy.
I think that's all we got for that.
Oh, my dude, man. You know, just BMF. Real BMF. Street shit.
I'm about to bench that probably tomorrow.
Yeah, nigga.
We just talked about BMF.
Hey.
After I listen, go to court.
BMF that shit. There. For real. For real.
We'll talk about it.
Hey, he poured the colostomy bag on a nigga. That shit was nasty as fuck. Hey, how you beat a nigga up, then pour the colostomy bag? I was like, eat this shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Dead counter. Eat my shit, yeah. I was like, yo, that nigga's a menace. Nigga, they interrogating him in the police officer. He starts saying it.
That shit is fucking crazy.
My nigga woke up from his little coma and just was on a fucking rampage.
Hey, shout out to that Lou Young nigga on Instagram. His videos are funny as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Funny.
Yeah.
The nigga who be doing like the
BMF shit.
He does BMF, he did Power, he did.
He do voiceovers or some shit?
No. He'll take the scene and it Why Did I Get Married?
Yeah.
And the old boy was exposing everybody at the
table. Oh, that's him?
He did that. Yes.
That nigga's ignorant.
That nigga is funny.
I sent it to you a couple days ago, right?
Yes.
I got to see what that
is.
Yeah, I seen that nigga.
That
shit is
funny. Oh, the one where he beefing with his wife.
Oh,
that shit is funny.
He did Dylan Brooks.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Rick James, bitch. You got.
Yeah,
that nigga's
that motherfucker is.
He funny.
All right. Apparently, I don't know if you niggas been to North Dakota anytime soon, but there's a Republican out there that proposed a bill that anytime you spoke to a transgender person and the pronouns that they want, that you have to pay $1,500.
Crazy. Ignorant as hell. Everybody finna be he and she. The fuck? If that's the case, why?
They killed it? Okay, cool. That was a wild ass bill.
Yeah, that's doing too much.
Why would he propose that?
Because at that point, I need to be paid anytime somebody is not black says nigga.
After a short debate, hey, don't bring up that other shit.
I wasn't. I was gonna go ham.
Okay, cool.
I was gonna do it for the wrong reasons too.
He's gonna go crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Play about Big Reed.
We gonna say it, but we gonna say it. It's not real. Shout out to North Dakota.
I almost got canceled for no reason.
Not that Republican nigga.
Not that nigga, but.
You were finna double down, huh?
10 toes.
Okay, this is not real.
I know.
This is not real.
I know. I heard him.
It was a spoof, okay? Before we go into this. But the trans community had a feelings about Aretha Franklin's song. Natural Woman.
But you know what's wild about that? Is even though it's not real, there's a lot of gay folks coming out talking about some these people are stupid. I said, oh, why am I talking? I feel it.
Shocking.
All the things that we're going to start retroactively doing stuff. We got a lot of stuff to correct.
A lot of songs that's going.
Man.
A lot of songs.
Just think about the era we grew up in.
There's a lot of songs. I ain't gonna hold you.
God damn.
Just
gonna keep it rolling.
Y'all niggas fuck Rush Hour? Rush Hour? Movie?
Love Rush Hour.
Three of them?
Love Rush Hour. Yeah. I think, me personally, I think the second one was the best one.
Yeah, that second really? One was crazy.
The second one was second funny. Was fucking
third one.
Yeah, that's the third one. That's the third one.
That
one is funny.
That was funny as shit.
That one.
That
is
had like, that 90s.
The second one was when they was in Las Vegas. Right here.
Yeah. He had the casino.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. What?
Buttercream.
Crocs skin buttercream.
That part specifically took that movie over there. That shit was funny.
I got a random question. Who had the better eye candy? One, two, or three?
They had a girl when they was looking at her from across the room.
Oh.
What is that?
Yeah.
Two.
Second one. That was a whole moment.
Slow down, baby. He said, hey, Lord, have mercy.
Get a good look at that.
I said, y'all ain't fucking with the ball chick. Okay.
Which one was that one?
The third one.
That's four?
Third.
Genevieve.
Say four?
Genevieve.
Yeah. That's the third one.
And the third one.
Oh, yeah. Four gotta live up to them standards. I don't care what's going on.
Four gotta be Lori Harvey.
Hey, she's in the next season of the Bridgerton, so I did watch that series.
She is in Bridgerton
the next
season?
I've seen.
I might have to check it out.
That's a good show.
It is a good show.
It's a good show.
Life,
is she actually talking?
Huh?
Is she actually talking?
I only saw a picture, not a video.
Only once.
I heard her talk on the fucking thing, explaining how the other shit was fake. I mean,
okay, I'm just making sure we all the same
women, way. Right?
Hell no.
That's what we all right? Believe all women?
No.
Hell no.
More so protect black women?
Like, we're not protecting them for sure, but do we believe
I mean, but all these hoes don't need to protect either.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
I mean, she only fuck her boyfriends.
All of them?
All of them weren't boyfriends, though.
Hey, look. Look at it like this. It's all like this. So if you was famous and your whole shit was out there, too, people would be saying that.
Hey, prayers up for Meek, my nigga. Fuck what you talking about. Prayers up for Meek. Shit.
What you mean? Meek winning right now.
I don't feel like she fucked a lot of dudes. I just feel like her business is out there because she's got a lot of money and she's famous.
She fucked daughter.
She's fucking with famous people.
Hey, she just got her.
I mean, not daughter. I mean,
last name. Father and son. That's it.
She said she didn't do that.
Right. How many women you done laid up with?
This ain't about
mother and daughter.
Huh?
I haven't yet.
It is. I'm making a comparison. It's directly about it. What'd you say?
Have you laid up with mother and daughter?
I did. That's wild. That's pretty wild.
I thought you said you ain't did that in a while. I was like, whoa.
You ain't
what it sounded like.
Only difference is the money. That's another person.
But she ain't made a name for herself.
I don't feel like she's wild. I feel like she's living a normal life. And it's just everybody in her business.
I mean, I
feel like she everybody just, in the world her boyfriends and stuff is high profile.
But at the same time, she's just, that part. You fucking with high profile niggas. And your father's high profile. You're a millionaire just based off of that. You're a millionaire based off of
father. She ain't got none of his genes in her?
No. That is not her daddy. Her daddy is
her daddy
in prison.
Got married into the
Lord.
Wow.
Mom married Steve after dating the brother. She dated brothers or cousins, something like that.
I wouldn't do that.
Got kids by
that's
both
crazy.
Of them.
I
wouldn't
do
that. She dated her brother
that
and
thing
her.
Is the whole situation.
Okay, so
that
she got one baby daddy and she dated like his brother or cousin. They both was like drug dealers or something like that. Then both of them went to jail, or one of them is in jail right now, which is Lori's daddy. She then got with Steve. She talked Steve into giving all of her kids his last name. That's how Lori got the last name.
See, and that's why I don't listen to nothing Steve Harvey say, because he listens to what
bang.
He's like, think like a man. Nigga, you doing everything your bitch telling you to do. Fuck you talking about. You gave your last name to these kids.
Pussy
that
hell of a
you
drug.
Ain't even pussy.
You ain't even do nothing to me.
Pussy a hell of a drug.
Boy, that nigga Steve Harvey, I would never listen to that.
The more you know.
The more you fucking know.
They called her what? Her mom was called some heroin. Some something like that.
She said what? Her mom's name is Heroin?
She got a nickname. She got a crazy ass nickname. I gotta look it up again. She got a nickname for how she used to be moving back then.
Gotta be.
Gotta be something special.
Felt that way, Erykah Badu.
Life change. Anyway, I brought up Rush Hour. Anyways,
I don't know how we got there, but go ahead.
I brought up Rush Hour anyways, because apparently Jackie Chan ain't giving his kids shit.
Hey, yeah, figure really, that shit out. I've never really been a good father or family person.
Nobody said that.
Maybe that's not the truth.
Maybe.
Because his son ain't shit.
He said he's giving say, none of his $400 million.
And his son don't want to fucking.
Maybe his son don't want to work.
I mean, I've been seeing articles for years saying this.
Stuff. Could be in that category of 50 Cent.
His he said, son. Nigga, you got to get this shit on your own.
I mean, Shaq do the same thing.
Basically.
He I mean, his daughter's.
Said you got to learn.
It's weird, though, because he said his daughter's is good, but I mean. He said his boys would be like, yeah, we're rich. He'd be like, no, I'm rich. Like, you gotta go get a presentable, like a presentable business option type shit. You want me to get invested with you.
I mean, Shaq do invest in a lot of shit, so I mean, at least they know he will do it.
He could point you in the right direction if he's trying to do something, probably, most likely.
Get that nigga big chicken.
I ain't finna play with you. Not on the Lord's Sunday.
No, it ain't worthy. Not right now.
Oh, I see why.
Wait, what happened?
Nigga, his son was arrested in 2014 in China for possession of marijuana and spent 6 months in prison. Yeah, I ain't leaving you shit, nigga.
He just trying to smoke.
He gonna smoke it up.
He's trying to smoke.
Nigga, do you have lit weed in your hand?
Go to America. Go to America. Smoke that shit. You know in China and Russia and all them other spots, they don't fuck with that shit. So don't fuck around. Listen, I'm Jackie Chan, nigga. Don't put a stain on my motherfucking name. You want to put a stain on my name? You ain't getting shit. Fuck is you talking about? That's like, nigga, if Jeffrey Dahmer's dad was a fucking rich-ass motherfucker and then Jeffrey Dahmer does the shit he does, you expect this nigga to keep...
No, that's different.
What the fuck? That's different. I understand it's smoking some weed. Yes, yeah. But at the same time, if you look at it in the perspective of Jackie Chan, I'm an Asian man.
He's an Asian megastar at that.
I'm an Asian man regardless. I live in China. I am China's biggest fucking thing ever. Don't be over here fucking it up, smoking a house or something, but don't get caught with this shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm Jackie Chan. Now you staying in my shit. You ain't getting this for me.
Completely cut him off,
though. I got to pay your bill because now I got to pay the lawyer bill.
Bailing you out, baby.
No, nigga, no.
He got four in the middle, though.
Jack said he doing the same shit.
That's what I'm saying while he's looking up.
What you mean?
But Jack said his daughter's
good. Ain't leave his kids nothing.
Bill Gates ain't really doing too much for his, he said.
Bill Gates, because his girl, his daughter is fucking a nigga.
Is that why?
That's exactly why.
She definitely ain't getting nothing.
She ain't getting shit.
Say, that's
giving out. Up billions for some black dick.
You doing what?
Giving up billions for some black dick.
I'm cutting your AOL off, bitch.
You say that's out.
I wrote you out my will.
Damn. Yeah.
Nigga said, I'm good, love. Enjoy.
Black dick. That is.
That's wild. Well.
Anyways, since we were talking about China, have you guys seen Everything Everywhere at Once? All at Once?
I ain't never heard of
it. Me either.
That's going to win all the Oscars.
Everything Everywhere.
I heard it's wild, though.
It's amazing. It's absolutely
so the girl,
amazing.
So it's basically about this chick who she is able to see herself on other times.
Oh,
like if she were to do other things, to choose other lives, to, you know what I'm saying? But her husband and her daughter keep showing up.
Different people, trippy ass, different
shit. Things and shit like that, but it's a real trippy ass movie. I'm gonna watch it when I got some shrooms. I wanna really trip out. I wanna be like, goddamn, because
this
at the
shit
end of the day,
amazing.
Do y'all really not think that? I feel like, what was that movie where it was talking about dreams as a portal to other dimensions and shit like that? And it was like, yo, you live in your other lives, you're seeing your other lives in these dreams. I don't know what the fuck it was, but that's where I.
I don't know.
If so it's like basically movie. Based off a choice
it
you made.
It might have been a show. I don't know if that was a movie.
It was a show where they had to.
I remember that.
Shit they put in their necks. They called them stacks. But you would keep living like a couple of different lives.
That's not the one where.
That sounds really familiar too. I think I've seen it. I don't know.
What real it futuristic.
Yeah, they called them stacks. Change bodies?
Arthur Carver?
Like sleeves.
Arthur Carver.
Arthur Carver. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that might have been what it was.
Sound like y'all maybe. Be watching some good ass shows.
Arthur Carver was decent.
That shit was good.
I'm not
cool.
Watch
I'm gonna be on Netflix for
that. That Ragnarok shit.
I just saw it pop up one more time.
The animation.
No. I ain't watched it yet.
Watch it. Trust me.
I remember getting started on Netflix with Spartacus. Spartacus was wild.
That's crazy.
A whole lot of white flesh.
Anyways, I brought this up. You ever think about what you would be doing in another dimension?
No. Think about it now, though.
Really? It's like it could be so many different options. It could be literally
kind of like the one.
Great movie.
I mean, would I be a dude in another dimension?
That's a movie? Oh, that's a show.
It's basically like, that's good. I'm gonna watch that for out. Sure. Basically like one decision in your past that changed like the whole course of your shit.
Yes, nigga. Yeah. I would want to live all of that. I want to see what happens if I chose maybe not to go into the military, maybe not to get married, maybe not to certain things. I want to see what happens if what type of nigga would I be if I didn't do those things? Would I be this same nigga right now, ambitious, wanting to do?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Even farther back, like.
Oh,
yeah. Like, what if your parents didn't move to this? Like, for me, like, what if my parents didn't move to Vegas?
What if my parents never moved to Mississippi? I'd be really a Vegas nigga, for real.
I'd probably be a military brat, because my daddy probably could have went to the Air Force.
I would be a real Naptown nigga.
I'd be a real West Side nigga. I'd be a real West Side nigga. For real. Earthly square ass.
Why did
nigga.
Naptown get that disrespect? Hold on, sir. It's the Midwest. Just because you had your little spats in Chicago doesn't mean Naptown is like that, all right?
Shit, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That would be for me not moving back and forth and shit. That means staying in Vegas the whole time.
I feel like my life would be different.
That'd be pretty wild. That probably
like,
would be
what
good.
Would I be doing?
Probably would not be good.
Some shit to think about. You know?
That shit is crazy. I don't know. It's a lot of decisions.
Make you think about
it's
a lot
of fucking decisions.
A lot of little moments.
A lot of things that changed a lot of shit.
Damn.
That's facts.
I mean, because, you know, it could be good, it could be bad, it could be indifferent. I could.
Yeah. Something about niggas. Make you think about all your decisions now, though. I ain't going to hold you. But,
yeah. Oh, always. You
thinking about a lot of
shit. Just going to reflect.
I changed a couple what? Things right now. I ain't going to hold you. I changed a couple. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. don't even worry about it. Moving forward. We're going to move on to the next topic. Don't even worry about it.
Moving forward.
Hey, you ever was dating like two people and like you chose wrong? Oh, y'all niggas quiet. You thinking about it? It's okay.
Gotta really think about it.
I don't really be dating people and then be interested in their friends and nothing like that.
I did. I was talking to two different sisters. I chose wrong. Like,
toxic.
The problem.
I was like 19. Like, I was like 19.
The problem.
I was like 18,
19. Period. Point blank.
Wow.
Not the answer.
Wow. Wrong.
It was over all a decade ago.
Got it.
It taught me some things.
I feel like you right now.
I'm just saying, it's that
same.
You see, I don't throw shots at this nigga. Nothing, none. I leave niggas alone.
Hey, because they...
Hey.
Hey. I leave niggas alone. They just be shooting.
You did that to yourself. That was low-hanging fruit. You put it out there on the table for us to share and digest. You did that. Did you not willingly
give us that information? What is discussing our private conversations did not need to be brought
up. It's private on a podcast. It's going to get uploaded to the World Wide Web.
Okay, whatever. but no, I definitely chose the wrong sister.
I ain't never been in them situations for real.
Yeah, I'm not a whore.
You ain't never chose the wrong person? Like, you was dating multiple people at the same time, and you never chose the wrong person?
Not that I can think of. If anything, like you could date them. Yeah.
Yes.
You date somebody, and then you see their friend, it's like, hey.
I always get the baddest one. I ain't gonna
I was going to say, generally, anytime a nigga says that, he definitely doesn't.
I ain't gonna say that.
I'm going to say, niggas at least once or twice.
At least once.
It wasn't twice.
I definitely chose correctly.
Like,
it's like, kind of, sort of, maybe, not really. I don't know.
Well, that always come with problems.
But
I bet it did.
The face card is A1. It always come with some type of problem.
Oh, God. Pretty much do be crazy.
Everything that look good ain't good.
Fact. I'll move on. You don't want to divulge anything today, Twan. Okay.
No, ask questions. Ask questions.
We didn't get that story time with Twan.
It's okay. I'm getting it later.
Because it really wasn't a story behind that one. It really wasn't a story. Too much of a story behind that one.
It's okay. All right, for you niggas out there, hey, stay away from females that don't count condom bodies. What?
If that comes up with the conversation between you and anybody, they you need count. To automatically just stop and go ahead and elevate your presence to.
They don't count it.
What?
At that point,
this shouldn't be a discussion.
I don't have time. Nope.
If somebody were to mention this to me in regular discussion, I would just immediately turn off the.
There are different types of condoms. There's a whole bearskin condom. They're supposed to be.
The lambskin joints.
So.
The lambskin joints, all that, yeah. Female condom, yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, you definitely get that from a bodega.
The bodega. Bodega got him.
For sure.
A bodega.
You smoking this shit like a little smoky? You got the hors d'oeuvre.
Hey, man.
Cigar.
I ain't mad at you, bro.
That's like classy as hell. In the 40s, they had them on rings.
Hey, listen, like, when I used to go to the cigar lounge, I ain't been to one in a while. I used to have my little suit on. I ain't gonna lie. Feel like one of the people. I gotta get back out there. You ever been to La Casa? I got to have, they be having the live music and shit. Smoke your cigars, get some. That's where I found that Kikordi drink, that Japanese whiskey. Oh, that shit is fucking gas.
Yeah, I liked it.
I like that shit.
I like
it. I think that's where old buddy told me about the Stella Rosa too. That's why I had to go grab it.
I saw that shit on it. Did you buy another one?
I did. It's on the way. Stella Rosa brandy on the way. I gotta let you try it.
It's different.
All three of them.
It's different.
Was I had one or
you had the, you had the smooth black one.
That was cool.
That one's for the fellas. They got the mango that tropical mango.
This Mac ass nigga.
Hey, man.
That's what I told him. As soon as I was like, oh no, this for the this.
He was there. We tried it.
I tried all three in one night. She was great.
Bruh. It's brown liquor, basically. Don't think of it as a wine.
Not like
that's where you went wrong.
The flavor was there. But it wasn't quite a liqueur.
Yeah. It felt good too.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Also, niggas, it is get your bitch back season.
Hard pass.
Even if she's with another nigga, get your bitch back.
Nobody gets.
You see why somebody calls him toxic all the time?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be like, I'm so innocent.
Hey, look. Stop
you. Exactly.
Man, I look this way.
A little toxic too.
No. I mean, but it's okay though. Hey, I can man. Do that.
Hey man, you single. You can live your life, man. I ain't mad at you. Go for it.
On this court? Fucking time, dude.
ain't talking not like they was down a lot.
Not a snowball's chance in hell. Way
too prideful. It's a tie game now, right? Damn near.
12-13. Told you, Vari. Home Alone kid, bro. Yeah.
You letting him spin that block, man?
He definitely spinning that block.
Okay. Certain ones. Other ones, hell no.
I'm finna get Ari in the Hood Olympics.
Huh? Absolutely. 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 We talk about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, what's the craziest thing somebody ever said to you on social media? Or in real life?
I don't know. People have said some wild shit.
He was crazy. Shit?
I turned around. No, bro. That was a video. That nigga ain't had no earphones in.
Was he doing them prank videos?
That's what everybody keeps telling me, but I'm like, no, I ain't never seen this. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Home Depot, though? Like,
trying to make a name for himself.
I mean, I prefer Lowe's, but.
Hey, they got better in parking.
That's why we in there.
Hey, I was like, what?
Where I get my firewood from.
Y'all getting down over here? Let me back in and everything.
That's where I get my firewood
right
from.
Fancy, huh? Right up there with the handicap parking.
Feeling fancy.
Felt exclusive.
Anyways, what's the craziest thing somebody ever said to you? Either on social media or in public?
It's kind of hard. I've heard some really wild shit, man.
You have nothing but time, sir.
People don't really talk to me crazy. I mean, I'm a nice
military,
guy.
Military, like, literally, they tell you, like, all that soft shit looks out the window. We drop warheads on foreheads.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Motherfuckers extra hula. Uncle Ruckus.
Jen Pop. Ruckus in the room. Put him in Jen Pop. In Shelby County said, I had somebody tell me that he wanted to go visit Memphis, but he was only going to go if I go with him because I stayed there before. I was like, nigga, who told you I'm going back? Memphis is love. It's so much. All right, the weather is good. People was cool. The food was cheap and it was hella good. But man, that shit ain't worth your life. Hell no. Hey, love Memphis. I ain't going back. What? Hold on, dangerous as motherfucker out there.
Basically.
No,
can't go nowhere nowadays.
It's certain places where it's more dangerous than other ones. But hey, but the food out there, so much cheaper. Oh my goodness. I was eating good for the love.
I heard they had some good ass barbecue.
They definitely do.
Good for the love. Oh my goodness.
Sis, the craziest thing somebody ever said to you. Both.
The ones I can't be repeating, but other than that, I never had nobody say no wild shit to me. Either. I had to repeat it.
You can always repeat it.
Oh no.
Look, her filthy? Thinking about it is just like.
Filthy?
Exactly.
Filthy? Filthy.
Niggas be saying some filthy shit on the internet. Alright, you ain't lying.
Niggas be saying some filthy shit on the internet. I ain't going.
Twitter is a wild place for real.
Them wild back in the day tweets.
Them what? 2010, 2011, unfiltered Twitter.
Shit.
Niggas getting they shit off.
People can alter your tweet,
bruh.
They can't
have it out there looking like you said some wild shit.
That man, your retweet was a bitch.
I've heard a lot of people say some wild stuff. So that's super hard.
To you specifically?
Right. Oh, some wild shit. Military shit. Fucking hilarious. Little story. Like 5'5" Chinaman dude. He like
story time with Twan.
Oh, yeah, man. So, like, I mean, like, y'all get the feel. Even if you don't know me or if you've only seen, like, a few episodes of the podcast, I mean, you kind of get the feel for how a person is, I guess you would say. But like, this little motherfucker came in the office one day, everybody sitting around chilling, and like, you supposed to show some respect when they come around. So I think I gotta move my phone or some shit so he can shit sit his shit down there, like shit in his hands, and everybody in there like acting all tight in the ass because he in there, and I'm like, he said something. Everybody laughing. He said, "Oh yeah, because this motherfucker, he's intimidated by me." So I was like, "All right, bet. I'm gonna fuck him up real quick." Everybody, no. He thought that was like, I don't know if that was how he joked with his friends or some shit like that, but like everybody thought that it was like, no, because I was like, "All right, bet. I'm finna tear all this shit up. I'm finna fuck you up. Like, you this small. I'm finna throw you to the roof and back down to the ground, bro. I'm finna tear your ass up." But that was some wild shit. Like, I really couldn't believe he said that, because he said it, and like, I didn't even ask. I asked after I reacted. I started getting up. I was like, "All right, I'm gonna fuck his ass up." And like, he didn't know it was coming. He thought shit was sweet. But everybody was like, no. I was like, "No, y'all heard what he said. It's good, right? He earned it. It's good. Everybody heard him, right?
Gotta watch out for the calm niggas."
He earned that ass whooping.
He earned it. Like, what? Because like, after I stood up, I was like, "I'm intimidated." He's like, "Yeah, you're intimidated. Oh, you doubled down. All right, nobody save him." He asked for this. He specifically asked.
Motherfuckers think that rain gonna save them.
Hey,
don't save no hands.
Sometimes you be ready and make a bad decision. That was one of them days.
I beat up a sergeant in the field.
Oh, you get away with it.
Yeah, in the field. Any
kind of opportunity. Anytime you're not mainstream with it.
Hey.
What's the wildest thing, the craziest thing somebody said to you?
To me?
Yeah, you.
I'm typically a nice nigga. Niggas don't really say nothing to me. I be out the way.
Even on social media?
I got some shit on social media, but
you play video games. I know somebody called you something crazy out your name.
Especially Call of Duty?
Yeah, the Call of Duty shit.
Call of Duty chat rooms be going crazy. it be the little kids, though. That's the funny shit. It be the little kids. Little white kids want to call you niggas and shit. You know, I just let them know, "Hey, I'll be over there to put you to bed so I can fuck your mom, all cool shit." You know. But that's, I feel like if you play Call of Duty, you know.
That's a fair enough response, I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's pretty valid, but hey. Pretty valid. Those fucking got on there talking shit. You gotta reply.
Like, hey. Can't let them, you gotta be quick on the draw too. That's one of them. But don't nobody really say shit. I just be out the way.
First of all, don't let me get your IPN address.
Like, y'all. Like, it was the one nigga, he used to make the YouTube videos. He used to drop a nigga whole address on a chat.
That shit was funny, bro.
He was like, niggas was talking shit to him. He was like, "Hey, so you stay at 111 or such and such lane." Niggas is quiet. Like, "Oh, no, you was talking crazy earlier. No, what's that hot shit now?" Put a nigga full government out there. It's like, "Damn, how you find this shit that fast?"
We will find you, nigga.
Shit's in real life.
Nigga, we will find you, bro.
No, that's a fact.
But,
what's the last thing somebody said to you?
He probably got some wild shit.
I'm actually a pretty calm nigga, so I don't really get that much, but I'm trying to think of some wild shit. Not filthy. I promise. I'm gonna keep it PG. No, this girl actually.
Here's the room for a crazy joke in there. I completely let it just go, man.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Oh my goodness! Hey, you're welcome for that one.
This girl told me my theme song.
Oh, it was.
Was YAS by Trey Songz, "You Ain't Shit." That was a great album. Great album.
Sucks he turned out to be a creep.
Facts. Great song too. But yeah, I was just like, "What the fuck did I do to you? I treated her with the utmost respect, you know."
But
I don't know. There's no but. There's no but. Not at all. I don't know. It was unprovoked. I mean, besides getting called a narcissist and a manipulative cunt recently, but that's neither here nor there.
Who Who called you a cunt?
Manipulative cunt. Life's crazy, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing to these folks, man?
Nothing. Nothing. Sometimes you gotta mind fuck people, okay? Blame it on Diddy, okay? He taught me everything I know. If you haven't seen Get Him to the Greek, then whatever. But,
pretty toxic, bro. All things considered. All things considered.
It was a joke. Light up.
All right, now. Yes, sir. D.
Coming from
Kane,
these two
sir.
Toxic yes, sir, D. niggas. Kane, sir.
Coming from these two toxic niggas.
Retired. 7 years.
Retired. I've been out the game.
7 years. Oh, retired.
Shit. Made him sit up.
Toxic.
It's cool. It's we'll cool. talk about nah, it. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool, nigga. It's cool. Huh?
I seen you with your fruits and vegetables and stuff.
Well, he don't show you the brunch.
You may drink champagne at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. With a bunch of mothers.
They drink
or MILFs.
They drink with the MILFs.
They happen to be there sometimes, depending on the location.
With charcuterie boards and fruits and vegetables.
Oh, you having a time.
I like to get out the house.
Or the ones that be at the farmer's market, you know. Natural chicks.
That's right. I know how he's framing it. All wholesome activities.
Right.
Hey, because you got a choice.
He don't be out, but he be where he need to be. He be where he need to be.
He on his Larry June.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to live a nice, quiet, healthy life, man.
I didn't know.
See how he look away. Hey.
His Yelp page. His Yelp reviews are very telling. That's all I'm gonna tell you guys.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's got a story. I like saying, hey. If 2 + 2 sound like it's 3 or 5.
See, talking to her. And this nigga's just petty, so you know, I'm gonna leave him alone. Man. I got a random question.
All my shit I'm provoked.
Before we grind our gears and get up out of here. For you niggas, would you rather bang
a
chick
doing this one.
That has 1,000 bodies or one that fucked an animal? Same thing for you with a man.
1,000 bodies, she fucked a horse. I looked at her like, what?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a fucking minute.
No, I'm just talking shit.
I was just saying.
No, nigga, that's
not. Wait a minute.
Just saying, how would that conversation go?
I'm kind of intrigued, but like, I can't fuck you. I can't do it.
Everything about that is like, nah.
Artists and passes. I'm not even locking it out.
Nah, you got him.
Not that I want to do it or see it. I just want to know, like,
I'm out the door.
What made you do that?
regular dick wasn't good enough for you, huh?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, dog.
It's not healthy for my cholesterol. No, sir.
1,000 bodies?
I'd rather not know the body count. Okay.
I would just
say, you know, man, you know, that's not hard.
1,000 of them things?
Nah, I just like that's what I'm saying. I'd rather just, hey, I'm good, love, enjoy.
Hey,
you just not gonna take her out of town or bring her around any of your niggas?
I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. That's them.
Nah, you got big one, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not cool enough for this question.
Yeah,
Hopefully the nigga ain't wasn't in the military. Anyways, we're grinding niggas gears this week. I got nothing to ask about this week. So.
Dirty Mackin. I told Ari about it.
Low hanging fruit, man. These fucking egg prices. And then the fact that they're hard to find. Motherfucking stores don't got the ones
that you want. You gotta go get to find the ones. I mean, you like brown eggs. I mean, nobody got that shit with you. What's wrong with like brown
eggs? Eggs is high in regular stores. Where you shop at, eggs is probably higher.
Wait, what do you mean where you shop at?
I feel like he's saying that you be in Whole Foods all the time. Or Trader Joe's.
What is all the time?
Every time you go to the grocery store.
All right, well, not.
we're paying you as to be like, you don't go to Walmart, Smith's. You're not one of them niggas.
I ain't been to Walmart. I generally mess with whoever got what I need.
You don't even go to fucking Winco or Sam's Club.
I mean, they're not close to me. But
Sprouts.
That's close to me.
I can see you in there.
If it's close to me, I mean, we got the Smiths up the way.
You don't go to Smiths.
Oh, God, I do. It's the Super Smiths. That shit lit. They got a bar in there.
Super Smiths?
He lives in the boonies, sir. Don't even worry about it. He lives in the boonies.
Y'all been to the Super Smiths?
He lives in the boonies.
I ain't even know.
I'm not going to say where, but he lives in the boonies.
Oh, that shit lit. Yeah, they got a bar in there and everything.
I might have to take a trip. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll hang out with you one day.
It ain't that far for you. I mean, for me, it's a little different, but ain't that far for you.
Not that far from me?
Nah. Hop on the 215.
Why would I go to work?
Oh, no.
Nah, I get off late.
The 215 by your house.
Oh. That one. Oh, you stay out north.
Yeah, wait. I'm out there.
Oh, we ain't that far.
I told you, ain't that far. We're glad you're against this week, sir.
Folks moving to Vegas and being homeless without a plan.
That's the thing now. Yeah, you can, just like you couldn't move to Cali with a dream, a hope and a dream, this is not the place. You better come with a plan or this motherfucker will eat you alive. That quick money will.
This is a poor man's Cali. That's what it's turning into.
Don't move here without a place to stay, please.
It's turning into a lot of good things, but it's turning into that, too.
Yeah. I bet it's hard for you to hold your tongue at work.
Register, get IDs, don't got no money.
I think I'll leave the address part. Two don't make four.
Sometimes it just sounds too good to be true.
Like a PPP loan. Well, I'm mad I missed out on that.
Man.
Should have did it.
Second round, they're going to have to catch my ass because they can't take the chance of missing out twice.
That blessing the first time.
Get it back not in blood.
Basically. My gears this week. Micromanaging at jobs.
Oh, nigga.
The fuck out of my
gears. Nigga.
That can get you smart about it in a supply closet.
Hey.
It's in a supply closet.
I had that this week.
You smart going to nigga in the supply closet?
No. Micromanager. Temporary supervisor. Really? Blowing the nigga phone up. Oh, I got a scanner, dog. It's telling me where to go. Like, hey, calling me. Hey, where you at? Stu, where you at? I just stopped answering the phone. Oh, you ain't answering my calls? He texting me. I got like 30-something text messages in one day asking me where I'm at from a supervisor. Like, bro, I know my run. Like, chill. It's not even that serious. You just trying to look good in front of other bosses. Get off your knees, bro. Get off your knees.
I feel that.
Because once your temporary shit is up, you're going to be back with us, with the other drivers, complaining about the same shit we complain about. Now we're looking at you crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
But it is what it is.
Stay off
your
knees, fellas. Stay off your knees.
Brown nose and shit ain't cool.
I'm going to leave it alone because they pissing you off the street. But that's what they're doing.
Money's still good.
Money's good. Shout out to post office.
I get paid to be unbothered. Like,
shout out to post office. They be paying niggas, you know. I fuck with them.
Get paid to stay out the way, bro. And that's what I do. out the fucking way.
It's gonna be their management. Not living a bad life. Huh?
Not living a bad life.
Oh no, I'm trying to get to where you at. You know.
That man just sat there and smoked a cigar in front of you. You talk about me. That's wealth.
He gets paid more.
That's golf club money.
He's different. He's different. Man. I leave him alone. He's in a different. He's different.
Saving don't stop nobody, bro.
Like, everybody can do it. Okay? And he's married, so he has two incomes. He's different.
He got kids too, though. That's...
He still has two incomes.
Yeah, man.
And they're both military.
He costs a lot.
I'm out of the military. Everybody know how to save, don't it? Save for what you want.
Hey, man. I better get a budget. I'll say that.
You know what I'm saying? Hey,
man. You know how I know he was different? What you on your third PS5?
I used to sell PS5. This is my second PS5.
Why you said that like that? Why you said that like he was like, he used to sell drugs. He did time.
Nah.
I used to sell it. I don't want to talk about it. No, I couldn't look that open case about
when
it.
I was trying to get niggas PS5s for good prices, I mean, they ain't have it. So it's like, if somebody gonna offer me $1,000 for a PS5, nigga, that's gone.
I ain't mad at that.
Every time.
See, now niggas trying to get what?
I ain't got them.
It's fucked up.
I got mine lucky. Like, random one day, I just woke up and checked the line.
Nigga.
It was like October or September, some shit, like early on, too. Like, I already set the money aside for it. I was like, bet, like, I ain't too big on video games, but I wanted that shit, like, way before it came out. So I set the money to the side, like, all right, as soon as that shit dropped. Oh, and one day I had like crazy ass work schedule. Sometimes I would only work like 2 days a week. So I got like 5 days to literally just wake up, go fuck off and shit like that. Wake up and I'm in line. Oh, nigga, it's lit. Like, oh shit, hey, we on, baby. I got the PS5 before all the games even started dropping for that bitch. I was like, oh. Nigga,
5 days. I got my first PS5 crazy, out of state.
Huh?
Yo. Okay. Well, I got my first PS5. I was out of state, and I was just in a random Walmart, and shit was just there. I was like, hey, this is my opportunity. I don't care what's going on.
Man, it's going
to be Bengals?
No. It's going to be a shootout.
Looking like it.
Anyways, we'll see y'all next week. Like, subscribe, follow us on all our social media, Black Ages Pod. Fuck with the game. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You're hoarding. You're playing each piece like losing it hurts. This ain't checkers. You want my king. You got to come get my king.
All my niggas toast up, smoke up, champagne toast up. Police really hate us, still can't fade us. Number 8 jaws, I'm flying in a cicada. No need to explain, we know what you niggas made of. Still give them all that, still get a feel back. Don't ask me where the real rap, I'm Molly with the Percocet. Reggie when the Knicks play, playing since 5th grade. Never been bitch made, always had my own wave. Mama crooks, they love your son. It's the bona fide game breaker 101. Niggas pulling on my jersey, they be moving foul. You tight niggas insecure when the hoes around. They was frontin' back then, bet they like me now. We was cool back then, he wanna fight me now. Still bumpin' old Kiss and ignoring the bitch. Still rolling up splits, still working the wrist. Still giving out the game, but the game ain't free. Still staying up for every night they sleep on me. Still smoking out the sack, still making it back. Still missing out sleep, still move like a creep. The ruler's back, we proving that. Don't tell us that you hope, we fail, we used to that. Please be original, please have a